Okay, I think we're starting.
Hey, yo. We're doing a live commentary of Over the Limit. We're about, 23 minutes in, so I missed the first match and part of this first match. First match and part of the battle. Missed the battle royal.
This is going well.
Part of the first match. And it's largely because I couldn't garner up the enthusiasm to come early enough to watch this show.
I know.
It's amazing I'm here at all.
And it's weird because if there's anything you do, it's come early.
I do come early. Wait. So anyways, live commentary, we did it once before for Raw, and it's largely because Addy, A, is funny, and B, never shuts the fuck up.
That's true.
So that's Addy over there. I'm Mo, and this is our live commentary for Over the Limit.
Hey, yo.
And I don't think that dress is looking too good on Vicky.
Not when she bent over there. When she was standing at the ramp, it was looking all right. But, I don't know. It's two and a kick.
Yeah, no, the look from the side, I don't know.
No,
I don't
know. A little bit
too much. Too much, Vicky.
Too much.
Yeah.
Brian Christopher and Scott Taylor.
Yeah. Scotty Too Hotty. Not Scott Taylor. What are you talking about?
No, Scott Too Hot Taylor.
What?
And Brian Too Sexy Christopher was too much.
No, it was Scotty Too Hotty.
Which one they became too cool?
No, it was Scotty Too Hotty. He was never anything else.
Never?
Ever.
Oh.
Well, he was never anything after he left the WWE.
That's true.
So why are we doing this without drinking beer?
I don't know. Should we get a beer?
Beer. One beer. I brought beer.
That's good.
Gonna need it to watch this show. Oh, Jack Swagger looks like he spent a little time, got burnt in the tanning salon. He's red all over.
Really?
Yeah.
What did we get here?
He's a booger red. Sleeman's like mix pack thing.
This is cream ale. I'll try this. I'm going to get my...
Yeah, whatever it is. Cream ale, try that. Your mom did. Oh, belly to belly. So this looks like a typical WWE tag team match where you got the heels with a long heat spot on the baby faces and teasing the hot tags over and over that never happens. You got the honey brown ale, that will help.
Yes.
These are good. I like these. Beer will probably top Over the Limit. As you can probably tell, I'm not too anxious for the show.
No.
Yeah, I ain't gonna make burgers.
He's going to go make burgers. But wait, you have to tell people Christian won the Battle Royal and is probably going to go against Santino? Maybe? He gets to pick who he wins. They put on Twitter this afternoon via text that they were going to have a Battle Royal and the winner would get to choose between Cody and Santino. And I guess, I don't know, they're choosing on the same show here. I don't know if they're choosing on Raw or what. I imagine it's on the same show because they need to fill this card out, so... And, again, way to promote, you know, via text to however 200,000 people that are following John Laurinaitis, and hoping it's retweets or whatever. I mean, yeah, okay, you do that on top of what you're doing to promote. In other words, you promote the match as best as you can, and then you use Twitter as an addition to what you're doing, an addition to how you've already promoted the event to get it out there even more. You don't do it in lieu of other promotion.
Captain Lou
Albano. You don't do it in lieu of other promotion. You don't, that's a waste, and that doesn't add buys. Twitter doesn't have that kind of power. Not that anything's adding buys to this.
People power.
But Twitter does not have that kind of people power. Because, while you're cooking burgers, I'm just trying to keep it going here.
Keep it going full steam.
Full steam.
Too sweet to be sour.
Too sour to be sweet? What? I don't know.
Again.
Probably. Dolph Ziggler I can't remember seeing him do this before. He did a little hip swerve thing, almost some Ravishing Rick Rude thing there when he went to do the.
I have seen him do that before.
Yeah, he's doing like a Rude Awakening, and he does that. I don't know if that's him just being the show off, or if that's him playing homage to the late great Ravishing Rick Rude.
I think a little bit from column A, a little from column B.
All right. Well,
how many burgers you want? Eight?
You only got four, right? Oh, no, hey. You only got four buns. You got a lot of burgers.
So you didn't get a double?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, well, it's me, so I'll probably take a half burger and be full.
That's true. With your dainty little bites.
Yeah, my dainty little bites. Yes. Somehow the word dainty doesn't come out of my mouth easily.
No.
something else that, yeah, anyways. I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to stay there. Dolph Ziggler appearing to be, I don't know, is he the most athletic guy in the match? He's looking good. This match, is, like I say, it's a typical WWE tag match here.
Yeah, it's
just the like, just the long, you know, the long heat spot here. And
babyface in peril, right?
Yeah, I mean, whoever put this together is watched, you know, tag team matches in WWE for the last 25 years, said yeah, follow that.
Possibly Arn Anderson.
Yeah. Possibly Arn Anderson. And again, Arn Anderson should know how to do better in this. There should be more...
This is in Carolina, North Carolina, I believe.
Is it?
Yeah.
Ask, are you sure it isn't in Milwaukee? R-Truth is in the ring.
It's Green Bay.
Jimmy's in Green Bay. Crowd, from what I could tell... seems pretty
stupid.
Well, yeah, they're stupid, but no, they seem pretty, they're not too into it. Certainly not a full, I can tell this is not a full arena. And you can tell from the way they've lit this.
Yeah.
Oh, that was cool. That was a, what do you call it? Kind of a X Factor move between Swagger and almost like a
front
face powerbomb and into an X Factor combination move. I'm not used to seeing tag team wrestling where combination moves are used anymore. So
continuity's so important.
That continuity once was so important. Now it doesn't matter.
Well, no, it matters.
Does it?
They don't do it. Which actually makes it kind of matter more when you see it.
Yeah, exactly. It does matter more when you see it because it's so rare now. But I mean, I'm sure Swagger and Ziggler, if they work together as a team regularly, could often give us a lot of really cool moves and, you know, be inventive spots and whatever.
Yeah,
because,
yeah,
I mean, there's no reason to think they wouldn't. So, they should work together very well.
Well, they've been paired together for a while, so the combination makes sense, right?
Well, the combination, yeah, I mean, they've been paired together kind of in the same stable, but never really as a team, right?
Well,
so you might as well do that. Just kind of a team... They team together, but they're not a team.
They're not partners, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, not partners.
Not like the Usos.
No. Or like, whatever. Did they ever give a name to R-Truth and Kofi?
No, they haven't. It's supposed to be like Air Jimmy or something.
Air Jimmy? Why does this Gene say Jimmy Proof? It doesn't... I thought Jimmy was his friend, always there with him. I wish... You know what? I talk again all the time about how they have too many heels and not enough baby faces. Looking tonight, they're thinking like a turn for Big Show. Maybe he'll replace the big monster role for Mark Henry, whose career may or may not be done if he doesn't come back 100%. He says he's not coming back at all. And he has major surgery happening. And I would not be surprised if it's the last we saw of Mark Henry. But, yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm still talking. Fuck you. But, yeah, I mean, R-Truth here with... Kind of, I wish he would turn heel again. Well, I know we have too many heels and aren't but baby faces. He was so much more interesting.
Oh, nice. You know, you got a great pop in the Battle Royal.
Who?
Regal.
Seriously?
Yes. And he got eliminated.
People forgot he was there.
He got eliminated and people booed.
Well, yeah, people love Regal.
I know, he was awesome.
Well, he's charismatic. He's a great. He's funny.
No longer the general manager of NXT.
No longer the general manager of NXT.
Speaking of charisma.
Yeah, and the crowd's sort of into Kofi here and his comeback.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Boom spot.
They like scrubbing.
They love that scrubbing?
Yes, always.
Kofi and, you know, it's on a smaller level than Flair and... Then like Flair and Steamboat, obviously, but Kofi and Ziggler worked together so many times.
60 minutes?
Not quite.
Every night?
Not quite 60 minutes every night.
Sold out?
They literally do have that chemistry where you could just watch them have a great new match every night. Just like Hart and Henning, you know? They just
Where's
have
truth?
That.
There's the
there it is.
This is going to be a pretty good...
It's not a bad match. I mean, it's pretty much what I thought. I mean, I think it partly hurt for me that I just don't see any chance there's a title change.
Oh, somebody caught truth there. That's good.
Somebody caught truth for once. Well, it wasn't Miz.
Oh, nice move.
Trouble at Paradise on a kind of off a singer splash.
There's a one, a two, and a three, I'm guessing.
Yeah. And the crowd likes it. Yeah, crowds into the comeback of the pin.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can tell from the way they lit this.
Yeah, the upper bowl is definitely touched off.
Yeah, no, the way they've lit this, you can tell. Look at it now. Yeah, yeah. You can tell that it's looking like
what,
maybe...
got like 9,000?
Two-thirds full, maybe?
8,000 people?
Yeah.
9,000 people?
9,000, I think, is probably a pretty... Greensboro. I think 9,000 is probably a pretty...
That's South Carolina, is it? Greensboro?
Greensboro's North Carolina.
Is it North Carolina?
Yeah. Yeah, Greensboro. I believe. I mean, I don't know. I'm Canadian. How the hell do I know?
It's true.
But, I mean, people in America don't know where it is. Why the hell would a Canadian?
Mm. Well, apparently not enough people know where that arena is.
Explains why only 9,000 there. Yeah. Oh, whatever. It's, you know... 9,000 might actually match the amount of buys this gets, too.
Mm-hmm.
Here, before I forget, I'm going to put some money out for the pay-per-view for you.
Well, you bought some shit, too.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Bought beer.
I need a little more. It's about another
20
bucks in.
Well, she's...
These are fucking 60 bucks, aren't they?
I think he was jiggling. Yeah, it was 55.
Yeah, I'll give you another 20.
SOS. Peeing and scrubbing.
Just leave it over there by the clothes you haven't obviously washed.
Well, no, that's like my dog walking shit.
That's your dog walking shit? Who are that?
That's Rex and Hawkins.
Oh. Huh. Eve is dressed like she's when Peggy Sue got married or something. I mean, what is that dress?
Now, there's nothing wrong with that from a legal standpoint, is there, David?
No. Legally, WWE can confiscate any sign they deem inappropriate.
No, legally, WWE can confiscate any sign they deem inappropriate. Fuck that.
So, Hawkins and Rex.
And they have People Power shirts on.
Awesome. So, they're going to take away pro scene.
I like how they gave Eve Torres glasses. It's like, she's not doesn't seem smart enough. We need to make her smarter. Give her glasses.
Yeah, but
that's still
that slutty librarian thing going on, so I'm okay with it.
Well, yeah. Didn't say she didn't. Yeah. I say it's supposed to make her smarter. Speaking of being supposed to be smarter, Beth looks like she's getting a little...
Sluttier? Not as, butch?
She's looking a little heavier around the midsection.
Yeah. Maybe she's pregnant.
This could be her last match for a while?
Maybe.
I mean, don't get me wrong. She's still, you know... Physically looks stronger and bigger than anybody else in there. Oh, fuck.
Well, yeah, that's what we need, a recap of this.
We need the recap, yeah, of the...
Of the
Layla winning the title from
fucking
the...
Fucking karma bullshit.
From, Rihanna and Nikki...
Garcias.
Garcias. Oh, the Bellas. We'll see if they put an audio in of people cheering when she wins. They did.
Yeah, they did.
They put on audio of people giving a shit.
Yeah.
Next night on Raw, they were fired. Actually, not on Raw. On, wasn't it on YouTube or something in between? On their website, they were fired. But you could say it's on Raw. Same thing. Yeah, you know, I don't know. Beth is in great shape and muscled, but her midsection itself just looks heavier. And Layla comes out to that typical Layla pop once again. In other words, that's right, silence. Well, she has a nice outfit on, dressed in SmackDown color, SmackDown blue. She's damn hot. Yeah, people could not. You know what? The problem with putting the women's match on second is it's too early for people to really need that bathroom break. Which is, it's poor timing. Oh, you took one. Well, you took one here, but in the arena, it's too early for people to need the bathroom break, and yet they put the Divas match on second, which is stupid. Layla did some little pose thing there that looked like she was basically balling the top rope. That's her. I don't know if that's going to be her new whatever.
Is it hot?
Well, she took her shirt off, so it's hot.
I love it.
Well, she looks hot.
She does.
Hashtag fire Laurinaitis in the crowd in the sign.
That's
sign
gay.
Of the crowd. Yes, it is. I think Twitter has become gay. All right, well, I said this match.
After we talk wrestling.
I said when we were kind of running down this on our last show that I thought this match would be okay.
You no longer think this?
Well, no, I'm just saying, I still do. But I'm saying that I probably have gone out on a limb because you said it wouldn't be. So we'll kind of see how it goes. But this is two of the three best workers, Karma being the other one, probably in the company. Can you think of any other worker in the company that's any decent?
Kelly.
Alicia Fox is decent?
No. Tamina?
Tamina decent?
No, I don't think so. I think Tamina just has that spot.
Hi, Kelly. Alicia Fox.
Alicia Fox apparently has been giving fashion tips to JTG. He had a new look. He has tights now, trunks.
Oh, that's, well, he does need trunks instead of what he was wearing.
He does. No, that's what
can you imagine wearing jean shorts?
He was in the Jobber Battle Royal Open. That was stupid, is what that is.
It was a Jobber Battle Royal, but former world champion Miz was in it. Oh, wait.
Right. Yeah, and had a spirited deal in the Battle Royal with Alex Riley.
Oh, really? With Alex Riley? They bring back that feud.
Jinder Mahal and Great Khali relived some of their tension. Michael Cole even spark plug. Holly?
No. It's not that stiff. It's pretty close because Layla's hot.
Yes. She doesn't ever. She does have a bejeweled knee brace.
Of course she does. That's her gimmick. She is flexible. Jesus. Ouch. Ouch. Basically, Beth just picks her up for this powerbomb move, but just kind of drops her head on the second turnbuckle in the corner. Pretty devastating looking. And now she's going to work on the knee, so at least we're seeing some idea of some, I don't know, psychology here. The heel is working on the injured knee that kept her out for a long time. That is that bejeweled. Actually, looks like she's going for the heart lock here, or something similar, on the corner. Oh, no, and then maybe they screwed it up. Who knows? I don't know what just happened there. All I know is she's working on the knee, but this offense is now looking really phony. oh, man. Well, either way, still better than any Brodus Clay match. And a slap to the head, I don't know. You know what, I hope my commentary is better than Booker T's, but I kind of want to sit back and listen to a little bit of Booker's, because that was the worst chop block I've ever seen in my entire life by Beth on Layla. It just looked terrible, phony from both of them. The psychology is sound. The moves aren't looking too good. Oh, that was nice. That was a nice kind of a snap. Snap on the leg. Layla kicks out. I mean, even though you're supposed to be 100% you're medically clear to compete, does the knee still give you problems?
It gives you problems mentally. You wonder about yourself. I'm not going to be able to go out there and still compete.
You know, they got some good psychology going because Michael Cole just asked Booker, if you have a knee injury, even if you're medically clear to compete, does it still hurt? Does it still play on your mind? Booker kind of, you know, went into it, and it's almost some nice psychology of a straight-laced Michael Cole asking a former wrestler about wrestling. Honestly, that's what we just got. Very strange. I'm sure not on purpose. I'm sure they got yelled at in their earpieces, but that's pretty cool. Beth's tits are looking good. A little heavy in the midsection, but she is almost popping out of that top. I'm almost popping out of something too then. I don't know, crowd just doesn't care. They're doing pretty much like I thought. For a Divas match, this is pretty decent. Oh, that was awful. Just as I say something is pretty decent. You know, if you have a spot that you set up, but you're not coming into it with the right around momentum, and it's not looking realistic, don't still just do it and sell it, because then it looks like you're putting on a phony match. So you're doing pretty good, your psychology's getting a little better, you're working on things, and then this horrible spot that you have an idea for that just looks terrible.
I love how we're doing this because I never shut up.
Well, yeah, you're never here all of a sudden, you're cooking.
All right, burgers are ready.
Burgers are ready, so then we'll be a little quiet while we're doing that. Well, maybe not. Maybe I'll just make the sounds of me eating.
Oh, the knee.
Oh, yeah, she's working the knee. The psychologist is just working the knee. And, like I say, psychology is fair, but the moves look really poor.
Do they?
Yeah, the move, the offense, it just looks very fake.
Are they like Jagger?
The offensive moves like Jagger? Yeah.
Shucky ducky.
We got Beth with a press slam on Layla. Looks pretty good. A little bit of ultimate, no, and then into a bad looking, another bad, phony looking spawn. Countered into it. Every time they do something good, they do two things good and then do something stupid and lose momentum in the match. And a Divas Championship apparently trending on Twitter, so that's a win for them. Yeah. Fuck it, I'm eating a burger.
Fuck it. Because it moves like that. It's like, hey, we talk about it. All right, we'll need all three. You don't put your barbecue sauce on your barbecue. Smothering in cheese is a win. That's Phoenix will try anything.
Yes, she will.
Try anything. That was fucking bacon, dude. Talking bacon.
She just capitalized, and that's what I'm talking about.
Wow, shucky ducky. North Carolina State University. North Kakalaki.
Kakalaki, that's what they call it.
Huh. Right. What? Standing by one of the men in this match.
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with Stryker?
Stryker's supposed to be scared of Orton. That's the gimmick.
That's a stupid gimmick.
Everyone fears Orton because he's so psychotic. That's the idea.
You saw this match, right?
Yes.
That's pretty damn good, actually.
It was, actually.
I like the, what I liked about the Orton and Sheamus match was there was no heat spot, really. It was back and forth like
yeah. Fight.
There was no extended heat spot, just back and forth, over and over.
Yeah.
So, you don't see enough of that.
I watched it this afternoon, actually, SmackDown.
Your comments on this controversy between you and Sheamus. Sheamus is a big boy. He knew what I was doing. It was my way of telling him his fluke victory over me on SmackDown was one thing. But beating me tonight to the world title, completely different story.
Wow.
He wouldn't tell me if the roles were reversed, but I wouldn't.
What a great promo. Okay.
That's a shitty promo.
No, this boy.
Bearing your opponent.
And none of us like each other.
Kind of a little bit over-exaggerated. I actually like you, Randy. I like you so much. I watched your match last Friday with Sheamus, and you really enjoyed it. I enjoyed the two of you Neanderthals beating the hell out of each other while I sat in the back and did absolutely nothing. and you wore each other down because you're too stupid to realize you're being played. And I'm going to take advantage of that, Randy. You know, I've been on a bit of a roll lately, right? I beat you last week on Raw. I beat Sheamus the week before that on Raw. And the only reason why I didn't beat Del Rio is because he's too scared to show up and face me. But tonight, tonight I am going to become the WWE World Heavyweight Champion for the 7th time.
Wow.
And prove, once again, that I am the best in the world at everything I do.
Who do you think Orton rides with on the road?
Who'd be the best in the world?
Josh Matthews. No, no, no. Probably as a bus. Snatch it up now.
Well, you haven't got a lot, right?
Oh, I got. Here we are. I guess we're almost an hour into the pay-per-view.
Crusty gets Santino tonight, right?
Yeah. That's your pisser match there. What's left? This?
Brian and Punk.
Yeah.
Christian Santino.
And the main event?
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
He's already been talking about retirement.
Del Rio?
Yeah.
Oh, good. See? Two-time. Was he ever an Intercontinental Champion, Del Rio? Did he only win the big one?
I don't think he ever won the Intercontinental the belt.
Okay.
I don't think so. Did he?
I don't think so. I'm just trying to figure out if he held anything other than the world title.
Well, who did you feud with before getting that title shot?
Which title shot?
The world title. Before becoming world champion, before getting, you know.
He wasn't world champion, he was WWE champion, right? Because he cashed in the Money in the Bank.
Yeah.
To beat Punk, right?
That's right, yeah.
So. He basically feuded with Rey Mysterio. And, basically has had matches against other people. He had a match against Edge, right? He had a match against Christian. He had matches against, you know, Cena and Punk. But they're not really feuds. Mysterio was really the only feud that he had.
Mysterio actually is, you're probably right, it's the only actual legit feud.
No. That's what I like about that man.
Why? Wow.
Mm-hmm. I'd equate him to Shane Douglas.
See, when they say this guy's a 2-time champion, this guy's a 7-time champion, this guy's a 9-time champion,
mm-hmm.
It doesn't make them sound better. It makes the world belt sound lesser.
Yes. And now they have to plug Facebook, too.
Well, they've gotten all they can out of Twitter.
Yeah. Oh. Black guy holding a great white shirt.
What do you prefer, great white or Celtic warrior?
Celtic warrior.
Yeah, Celtic warrior is better.
Oh,
they're spending a lot of time with these entrances.
Yeah. Oh, now they're doing the big fight feel. Del Rio's got the scarf on.
You mean Rufino?
Ricardo, yeah.
Yeah. He's a heel.
Totally. The best entrance of the night, though, Michael Cole on the pre-show comes out to Kerwin White's music.
That's awesome.
Yes, it was awesome.
Hi.
Okay, so Wharton is the baby face. Nobody cares about Sheamus. And Jericho and Del Rio are the heels.
Jericho's there to take the pin.
Yeah, yeah, Jericho does need to take this pin. Was Cody Rhodes or Dolph Ziggler busy? Is that why Jericho has to take the pin?
Yeah, they are, yeah.
Usually the champions do have an advantage. They have that edge, that championship advantage, but not in this type of match.
Well, it's normally that Melanie is going to a matchup, but tonight in this four-way matchup, man, you got to watch it. And all the time
we've got here.
Oh, the irresistible force, meaning the immovable object.
Oh, yes, too many faces.
Let's get it on.
And Randy Orton with a huge score to settle, but of course, Chris Jericho and Del Rio going to make sure that does not happen.
I would have thought Chris Jericho would have done what he bragged about he did Friday night. Sit back and let those two guys tear each other apart.
But I'm not surprised Jericho's going after Orton. These guys have got a tremendous history together. A couple years ago, Randy Orton took Chris Jericho out of action.
Oh, Frank the Clown is there at ringside.
Who's it ringside?
Frank the Clown.
Frank the Clown?
Yeah.
Who the hell's that?
The guy dresses up like a clown. His name is Frank.
We sure that's not your mom? Makeup's the same.
Yeah. That's what I said. Frank.
One of the things that Del Rio and Jericho have to realize is that, there could be a quick pin, and that would, there was their chance of the championship.
Yeah, not a good idea for Randy Orton to get in a toe-to-toe matchup with this guy right here, because Sheamus he'll take two just to get one.
Uh-huh.
Sheamus has already delivered a pro kick to Randy Orton a couple
that's
of weeks ago.
That's stupid.
And RKO to Sheamus. Here's the cover by the champion.
What's stupid?
He'll take two just to get one.
Made of four-way rules, every man for himself.
I'll tell you, it's not going to be very easy tonight for Sheamus to hold on to the championship.
Look at that, Jericho. That's the danger of a middle four-way. Well, you're right. You've got to have eyes in the back of your head. Oh, no! There goes Sheamus.
Wow, did you see Sheamus flying right there?
Del Rio turns his attention to Orton. And these are the type of matchups, you look for in this type of match, like the one-on-one situation.
Well, yeah, you're right about that, but this is something I don't understand here. You don't want to form any alliances. You don't need any help here because you're not trying to eliminate anybody.
Let me tell you what you do. That's Chris Jericho and his team sitting there trying to take advantage of the situation. Right now, you're trying to situation. Get point. Alberto Del Rio.
We should turn it up so during the dead spots people can hear the announcers.
That would be a copyright.
We did it for Live Raw.
Yeah, but that's television. This is pay-per-view.
We're not charging. Hmm? We're not charging, so it's okay.
Oh, okay. Why aren't we charging?
It's okay as long as we're not charging.
Like your mom?
My mom charges.
Yeah, but it's basically nothing.
Yeah, no, it's not much.
I mean,
then again, like WWE, isn't going to notice.
I mean, it's a long weekend, so it cost me 50 cents, but still.
Well, then you had time and money to get coffee, though.
That's true. Oh, Willie, fuck off.
The hell's this about your Willie?
Told it to fuck off.
Uh-huh.
Keep going up.
Ah, he's alright. His back's not hurting him anymore, eh?
No. He does have a... Looks like he's got a bit of an ear infection going now. One of his ears.
Stop fucking him in the ear.
Yeah. I would, but I can't. Go ahead out.
Randy Orton still looks uncomfortable doing the fired up baby face comeback, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. The Viper right there.
I'd like to do the rest of this live audio commentary with Booker T.
Oh, shucky ducky, quack quack.
Booker, what do you think about that move that Randy Orton put on right there?
Did you see that? Oh.
You know.
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh. Del Rio and Jericho look like they're not getting along, Booker. What do you think?
Oh. It's gonna happen now. Did you see that?
You know what? What do you think about Del Rio?
You know, look at Del Rio. That's what I'm talking about. I love me some Del Rio.
I'm around your boy Randy Orton.
Oh, Randy Orton, the Viper, the Apex Predator. That's what I'm talking about.
Right Is there. That what you liked about Randy Orton?
Right there, yeah. Oh, Enziguri.
Chris Jericho is the Jericho. The thing is, if you look at this right here, anywhere you look at it, Chris Jericho is the most experienced. Wow! The scariest when you sit back and listen to him, and you're so dead on
in
your impression.
That was awesome. The thing is about Chris, wow!
Thing is, this match has to go like another half hour.
Yeah. I wish Greg Valentine was in this match.
It would be nice to have somebody who was warmed up.
Yes.
Wait a second, doesn't Greg Valentine, we've been joking he takes 45 minutes to get warmed up. Doesn't he take 20? Wasn't that the line the Gorilla always said?
He uses different...
It takes him 20 minutes just to get warmed up. Are you kidding?
Huh.
Oh, can you have imagined how great an announce team, Gorilla
and Booker T,
and Booker T would be?
Right in the back of the occipital protuberance. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Are they going to go for a Tower of Doom spot here?
Too early.
Yeah, kind of reminded me of Impact.
Why, because nobody's watching it?
Oh, this. That was awful.
That wasn't awful. If you watch the Divas match, instead of making burgers, your definition of what awful moves would be.
Yes.
Would have changed.
Shucky ducky, quack quack.
I'm trying to remember, who won that Divas match and how?
Layla won.
And how?
Don't know.
What's that?
I don't remember.
Are you sure she won?
Yes.
Wow. Successful.
Successful title defense right there. Oh, F5. Well.
What is that, like a rolling, what do you call that?
Rolling senton.
Rolling senton? You can't do that F5?
That's what Michael Cole just called it.
Michael Cole knows the name of Bruce.
He does.
Wow!
Oh, here comes.
Where are the other two?
Here comes some great radio.
Hear that same gimmick where the other two get hurt and they're out of the ring forever, and then these guys change the box.
Yeah.
Where are the other two? What happened to them?
I don't know. Didn't they go into the announce table or whatever?
Did they? I don't remember. The match is really leaving an impression.
Totally.
This event is really leaving an impression.
Yes. This sucks. It's going to stay on.
Yeah. That's what I like about my boy. Hey.
So they're not doing the whole, I see yes and no signs in the crowd, but they haven't gone nuts with it.
No, you know what? We haven't heard a net. They've done an excellent job of taking away all of Daniel Bryan's momentum.
Yes.
People no longer chant yes, yes, yes at all over the place.
No, somebody got whatted, I think, on Raw. I think it was Heyman, actually.
I don't remember Heyman getting whatted.
Yeah, he did. It was when he come back, when he first come back. No, it was. It was when he was talking to Hunter, he got whatted. But he got rid of it real in a hurry. Stop talking with that cadence.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. He doesn't usually talk in that cadence. He usually talks quicker and longer sentences are quicker.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I'm sure, yeah, but he was reading lines, right? So.
Oh, yeah, there you go. And he's matching Hunter's cadence.
Yeah.
Seriously, Orton and Jericho will be out of the
I know,
way
they're
for,
dead. Oh, here comes
there
Jericho.
We go, finally. It was starting to look stupid. Ricardo takes his bump.
Well, I don't think this is. Oh, there you go.
That's not his only bump, no.
No, but now Sheamus and Ricardo, or Sheamus and Del Rio, can be out. Sheamus
exactly.
Is already up. Wow.
Randy was all alone with nobody to pin.
Charles Robinson.
He can pin
Charles Robinson.
Little Nate.
That was awful.
Legend. Oh, yeah, it was bad looking. Draping DDT.
Nice.
And hey, Sheamus breaks up the submission hold.
You're by the ropes. Well, no, just by getting ropes, does that not have to break it now?
I don't know. Maybe he has to possess the ropes. It's like football. When you make a catch.
Yes, you have to have possession.
Oh, there's no disqualifications in the match. They can't break the hold.
Ah, there you go.
It's a match without disqualifications in the WWE. What? It's Extreme Rules at Over the Limit.
Yes, Extreme Limit at Over the Rules.
God, this event could use Brock Lesnar.
Could use Paul Heyman.
Actually, I don't think we'll see Paul Heyman tonight, do you? Triple H? Do you think they're going to push that at all? I don't think so.
Isn't Triple H having a match?
Oh, of course not. Well, his arm's hurt.
Yeah, but it's been hurt worse.
That's true.
Yeah, this is nothing.
Stupid. What the fuck was that? Actually, that turned out okay.
Yeah, that did turn out okay.
It looked like a blown spot, but it actually turned into a nice pinning combination.
Is there a bad shoulder?
A little bit of blood off the nose of Randy Orton?
Oh, that's legitimate.
Hard way.
Oh, no. See, what
a good DDT.
What a good bump Ricardo took there. Kick and... Oh, Jesus. Tell me he didn't just do that.
Are they going to put the title on Orton tonight?
I don't know. He lost to Sheamus. I would have kept it on Sheamus personally, but...
Yeah, I'd keep it on Sheamus for a while, too. I think they will. That's kind of what I was assuming, but... I can see Orton getting it. He's the only one. Nice cross arm breaker. Really does do it nicely.
He does. This is... Now he's going to put him in the walls, eh? Walls get him a pop.
Walls usually get a pop. It's a recognized finishing hold for a long time, right?
Recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment.
The finishing hold entertainment. And Sheamus comes in and breaks this up. We still got to have like another 10 minutes minimum. Well, I guess we don't.
No, this is the finishing sequence.
This match has not been gone. It's only been like 18 minutes.
Yeah.
It's been a high pace, but it's only been like 18 minutes.
Yeah. Hell of a job.
Thing is, what, 10 minutes for Sheamus, or, okay, 10 minutes for Orton and Chris, or Santino and Kristen?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about them. Yeah.
30 minutes for main event and for
Punk and Brian?
That's an hour and 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's it. Ducky ducky quack quack.
And then, like, some video packages. Yeah, that would bring it into just about 8.5 hours, or 8:30 when this is over.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, but didn't they just establish already that going to the ropes won't help?
Yeah, that's right, they did. He's trying to reach the ropes to get out of the walls of Jericho. After they told us that if he gets the rope, they don't break it. This is no big deal. Fantastic. Fuck! He stomped fucking Jericho's face by accident.
Yes, he did.
Or not A-Rod. A-R-I or... Also,
ADR?
Whatever. ADR. Fucking.
Oh, that was brutal.
That was a stupid breakup attempt. I got a double foot stomp, and when the guy was going to move, and then it.
That's called the
white. No, they call it the white noise now.
I know, but it's the Emerald Fusion.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, why the fuck are they calling it the white noise?
Since he's white.
Oh.
Hey, you know this back knee? Yoshitatsu.
Yoshitatsu is back knee?
Yeah.
It doesn't surprise me. They all probably do if you get close enough. So wait to see. Sheamus held onto the belt by pinning Jericho. Check. Check.
Oh, yeah. We got the winner and the pinny. Hey, Sin Cara came back last night, eh?
Yeah, Sin Cara. I actually was wondering if we'd see him today. You see that? Because I was thinking they would have a few matches. What the fuck is that guy wearing?
Something awesome.
Something Brother Love like. I don't think we could Brother Love a heart attack. I don't think we could Brother Love a heart attack.
You Brother Love a heart attack. I loved it. I want to see the foot stomp again.
Yeah, exactly. Jericho was probably pretty fucking happy the match was almost over when that happened. After this impact?
Yes.
I think it's out of purpose.
They said Impact and then they said Against All Odds.
Did he?
Yeah.
That's it. They're setting up Orton versus Sheamus, huh?
Sheamus. Yeah, because even on the oh, now they took it off.
Yeah.
So, oh, need a Slim Jim commercial? No, WrestleMania commercial.
The need a beer. Just making sure it's not turning off.
Oh yeah, no. It's not. Oh yeah, there's the
The Punker Taker?
The Punker Taker. A battle that ended an era. Four hours of extras.
Want a beer?
No, I still got,
I was very concerned.
Did they call that Triple H versus Undertaker battle in an air?
Yes.
He is being so brave, so strong. He is truly inspirational.
Well, I know he would have been proud of you. I mean, you put the whole People Power Battle Royal together, and now Christian, he can legitimize United States Championship, just like I legitimized the Intercontinental Championship. I mean, honestly, he dodged a bullet. The guy's coming back from an injury. He's got to be rusty.
There, there you go.
If he'd been in the ring with me, I would have embarrassed him. So, what do you guys have going? I was just telling Eve what a outstanding United States champion you're going to make. And honestly, let me wish you luck personally against Santino tonight. Thanks, Cody. I appreciate that. And, and this is more on the subject here and everything. And just two things. One, you're completely full of crap. And two, I've changed my mind. I've decided that I want to face you tonight for the Intercontinental Championship.
So basically, Rhodes talks himself into a match against Christian by accident.
Yeah.
Opens the mouse, inserts foot.
Sure. It's a better match.
It's a better match. It's a match I'd like to see. I hope Christian stays as a baby face. I'd like to say we need some. But then again, I wouldn't change. Of the guys I would have turned, he's not on the list.
Yeah.
But whatever. Did they call that match, though, the match that ended in air? Was that the Taker versus Undertaker? Or Triple H versus Undertaker? The match that ended in air?
The match that ended in air, yeah. Triple H. And Punker Taker.
I think the match that ended in era is this match tonight between Cena and Laurinaitis.
Why is Miz here? Is he fighting Brodus?
Probably fighting Brodus. No, I think that, or maybe Santino.
Really?
Oh, Jesus. And he gets to talk.
Really? Oh, well, of course. Really? They are filling fucking time.
Yeah.
You know what? It's good, though. I mean, it's
not.
They can easily, no, they can easily fill an extra hour of TV on Raw, though, every week.
Yes, exactly.
Fucking Siak got dressed like Macho Man?
Yeah.
What's wrong with the WWE? And his name is Brodus Clay.
Brodus Clay, ah. Oh.
The very fact that...
Just go film the Marine, will you?
By the quote-unquote fucking source is downright pathetic. The very fact that the WWE Universe eats up every morsel of Brodus droppings that Clay leaves in his blubbering wake shows that you people...
They
really
don't.
...have no idea what a dancer...
They don't give a fuck about
him. Well, maybe it's a dance-off.
I would happy if it's a dance off compared to.
But there's a ref, well, I guess. Yeah.
I think Laurinaitis versus Cena tonight is actually the match that ends an era.
Best dancer in the WWE.
I want John Cena and John Laurinaitis to be a dance-off.
Well, see, it's the match that ends in air, because it ends in air of two straight months of pay-per-view buys.
You say fucketeers?
I'm going to say fucketeers.
Dreams don't come true. Hit the music. Oh, this is going to be great. He's a great dancer.
It is a dance-off. They are really making him. He's fucking dancing like fucking Michael Jackson.
Who used to do that? Oh, that was Grandmaster Sexy. No, it's a match, I'm pretty sure.
They got both songs playing at the same time now.
They do too.
Turn off Miz's fucking song, douchebags.
That really kills the entrance when he introduces the fucking dactyls.
What really kills the entrance is the fact that he can't wrestle.
No, that doesn't kill the entrance.
Sure it does.
Kills the match.
Kills the entrance. Because people aren't excited to see a guy can't fucking wrestle.
Like me.
Did the video just go off too? Like,
seems that way, doesn't it?
Well, he has the better music.
Yeah.
I mean, if Miz was dancing to this, he might have been the better dancer.
Yeah, that dinosaur shit's really gotta go.
Yeah.
That's just stupid. He's black, you know.
He is?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Seriously.
25% black?
Maybe it's Jerome McGinley black. I don't know.
If that. I mean, you can see his tattoos. The Miz is darker than him.
Yeah. Well, the Miz is kind of orange, though.
He's not black.
He is.
It's quite the Tyson.
I was going to say, those are cool. I like those. And the crowd does not give a shit.
No, I told you.
What time is it? It's 7:21. You know, it'd be a great feud, Brodus Clay against Crimson.
Brodus Clay versus Crimson is buys.
We talked about swaggers earlier. Miz going over the top rope.
Shades of how we kicked off over. Miz going over the top rope. This is the last guy eliminated by Christian, you said?
Yes. It was Cody, or not Cody, it was Christian, Miz, and Otunga. And you want to guess who the fourth?
So technically three heels.
And you want to guess who the fourth person was?
Another heel?
No. Tyson Kidd.
Tyson Kidd. Is he not a heel?
No, he's babyface.
You sure?
Yeah.
Well, that's right, because somebody was making advances in Italian.
Michael McGillicuddy, but they cut that now.
Oh, really?
Well, now
it's because they're doing a new NXT.
Well, no, but I think they cut that even before. But I guess that officially means that season 5 of NXT is finally over.
Season 5, the longest season in history, is finally over.
It's the longest in of anything.
Holy shit.
That'd be awesome.
I would have loved if they had actually hit the kid.
That would have been great.
With the feet. Oh, that would have been awesome. Just standing up, getting the feet. Turn around, getting the feet in the head. Dinosaurs, remember,
they went extinct pretty quickly. Yeah, they went extinct pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah. The king just did that to it.
Yeah.
It only took them millions of years. You know what would have been awesome is they need to design a match where Funkasaurus does a lot of selling.
Yeah, like this? You know what they need to do is they need to design a match where Funkasaurus isn't in it. Fuck, this is awful.
Mrs. Breakout Moment, yes.
55 fucking bucks, you said.
Yeah. For this.
For this!
This is apparently going to be Mrs. Breakout Moment if he beats Brodus fucking Clay.
It's Mrs. Breakout Moment if he beats Brodus fucking Clay. That makes sense. Main event against Cena, The Rock. His breakout moments, though.
Yes. The most must-see champion.
Must-see champion of all time. The history of the WWE. If he beats a guy who can't wrestle. Oh, there's that stupid headbutt thing. Guys, it's time to... It was time, actually, a month ago.
I was going to say, time to go home?
No, it was time to pull the plug on Bunchosaurus.
Oh.
On Brodus.
Yeah.
Time to pull the plug. I said, appreciate you tried something. It didn't work.
That's right.
Who do you think would get a bigger crowd reaction, though? The Brontosaurus or Skip Sheffield?
We may find out.
We may find out. Some kids just jumped into the ring without him inviting them in. Some kids just jumped into the ring without him inviting him in. Fucking Miz just looked like a tool dancing.
Pretty accurate though.
Yeah. This is awful. You brought chips out though.
Wait, what?
Chips, you brought out chips.
Well, I brought chips out, yes. I think you said shits.
And there's lots of little chips in the ring with him now.
Yeah, that's his gimmick now, right? Have you seen that?
Yeah, I know.
That's the JVD thing.
Having little kids in the ring dancing with Brodus is not making him more over the crowd.
No.
What a surprise.
They are global entertainers. Oh my god, they really are stretching this, eh? Trained athletes. The do not try this at home shit. WWE superstars. But they are not invincible. Yes, they are. And when they step into that ring, they take real risks and endure unimaginable pain. Broken bones. You should show them going in with the Miz.
Dislocations. Yeah, no kidding. Separations.
Or Skip Sheffield. Be safe.
Now it's Riley.
Yeah.
Well, folks, people power is now in full effect. That is on Hawkins and Rex. And they've been sent out in the WWE to confiscate signs with an offensive...
Hawkins and Rex.
Yes.
Are out confiscating signs. That's their gimmick.
Yeah,
with a bunch of plants. A bunch of plants. Because it was three guys in their mid-20s with signs for John Cena they just took away. Like yeah. There's three guys in the arena who are four of John Cena,
yeah.
who are in their mid-20s. Nevertheless, three with fucking signs. Go fuck yourself.
Well, it's because it's in North Carolina, right? So that stuff is still kind of...
Yeah, also, you have three people who know how to write enough to put a sign together in North Carolina. Yeah, right. Go fuck yourself.
I was just going...
No, that's not what you meant?
No, I was talking about...
But it is true, right?
Well, yes. But, hey, but I was talking about the fact that it's not really widely accepted there to be gay.
Oh, okay.
Would never come to a show in North Carolina.
And
when I asked him why, he said, "Son, someday you'll understand." That's
awesome.
And I understand now. You people are short-sighted and biased, and I am a better man for not having grown up around you.
Cody wears underoos.
And I am a better man.
I love underoos.
Watch me prove it. How to win friends and influence people, huh? Cody's upset because he's been
taking after the... Christian has to win the belt here, doesn't he? Pretty much.
Or a screwy finish. You know, until he just said that he was turning babyface, I didn't even, like, dawn on me that he's now turned babyface.
Pretty much.
Because we were going to fight Punk last, right?
Oh, that's what we were expecting, right?
No, but he fought CM Punk, right?
Yeah, that's...
Yeah. And he...
He even has a babyface shirt on now. For the peeps, by the peeps.
Yeah, the peep show, yeah. I like wrestling. Nice sign. Hey, that guy's got my title. Jerry Lawler saying peep power was stupid. Referee Jack Doan.
Championship against Christian. Keep in mind, Christian's only been in action beside the Battle Royal tonight once since November. He's been suffering from a number of ailments, including a shoulder, an ankle, and a neck injury.
Okay.
This should be good. These guys are like the exact same size.
Yeah.
Both good workers. This should be... This is a match that if they'd actually set it up and promoted, I would have been interested in. For the pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Of course, why do that?
Why? No. Then they couldn't have texted something.
Though. Yeah, fucking idiots.
And Cody Rhodes, the Intercontinental Champion, after the longest reign of the Intercontinental Champion before losing to the Big Show at WrestleMania, he would regain the title last month at Extreme Rules.
And you know who the longest reigning champion in wrestling is?
Who's the longest reigning? Bobby Roode?
Bobby Roode, yeah. It's like 220 days or something.
Might be that long.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess it's the night or the... Was it pretty much like the show right after... Bound for Glory?
Something like that, or two, yeah. Well, didn't James Storm win the title? And only held it for like a week?
Something like that, yeah.
But it was like the end of November, or end of October, beginning of November, kind of thing. You know, back when Awesome Truth were a dominant tag team.
Back when Awesome Truth, yes.
Oh, we got something for your We Talk Comics.
Oh, yeah, what's that?
Muhammad Hassan.
Oh, yes,
and Chad Gaspar together have written a comic book.
Oh, I thought it was Sean Devari.
No.
Shad Gaspard,
Shad Gaspard and
Muhammad Hassan, the Roman comic, yeah. Yeah, I heard about that.
Daivari did the, Daivari was going to do the voice of the cartoon. It's not a very popular show,
though. Booker is doing his best to put over Cody in a, as a way only Booker can.
Yes. They're all laughing.
And yeah, and King is just like, King can't believe half the shit that this guy says.
Do you think King still needs to have pictures of SmackDown guys? Do you think he had to be told who Tyler Rex and Kurt Hawkins
are? Oh, I don't think he still knows who they are.
It's true.
I don't. Every time they come out, you point to me and go, that's Tyler Rex and Kurt Hawkins. And I go, oh!
Yeah.
They're great and people. I say, who gives a fuck?
At least they've been working as a tag team together, so.
Yeah, I suppose.
There's another tag team called the Ascension.
What?
That's in NXT on those tapings.
Yeah, who is it?
I have no idea. Developmental people. I taped, I sent the PVR to record NXT for Thursday because I want to see if it's the new deal. I want to have a look at this.
Okay. I'll let you tell me how it is.
Yeah.
That's right. I didn't see an NXT report on the front page or anything of any websites. But I noticed.
No, I said I don't. Oh. I don't know. Oh, what the hell is that? Wow. What are you going up? Oh my.
Here's the thing you do with your dog. You throw a toy for him to play with.
Yeah.
Then when he goes to bring it to you, you annoyingly say to him, rather annoyed, no, 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 go lie down. What the fuck is he supposed to think when you throw a toy for him? He's going to think you want
to
play.
No, no, he brought it to me to throw.
So you did, and then when he brings it back.
No, he didn't bring it back. He caught it. Then I said, go lie down. So he doesn't bring it back.
Oh, okay.
Let him come back anyway.
Oh, Christian, you have the worst hair ever.
Crowd's really into this.
Crowd is not into anything, really.
All 9,000.
Not to mention that match earlier. Christian, watch your back, son. Was Christian ever World Tag Team Champions with Booker T?
I don't know. That was with Jericho. And they fought Goldust and Booker T.
Yeah, I know. I know that. But I'm just wondering if he ever was, too.
I don't think so.
Because both of them had the World Tag Team titles 47,000 times, right?
It's true.
For a second there, he looked like he was going to look at his hands and...
Bob Backlund it?
No, Ultimate Warrior.
Oh, yes. Is this his destiny? Booyaka, booyaka. Oh. Wow, that was a lot of effort for nothing.
And up to the top rope, Captain Charisma. Captain!
Wow, that was dumb. Oklahoma rule. Hey! Christian went to the well.
Did Christian go to the waterfall? Or to the fountain?
To the fountain. Fountain of youth.
There you go.
That was vintage Christian.
Yes, it was. Typical Cody Rhodes.
Oh, wow.
What the fuck was that?
Moonsault.
Yeah, but neither one of them was in the right position.
Wait, I've never seen Cody do a moonsault.
Did it nice.
We did.
He just needed to wait for Christian to take another step before he did it.
Oh. What the hell is he? Oh, there we go. What's it called? The kill switch. Nothing unprettier. Wow.
As usual, the popular title change. Up till then, they could care less.
Poor Cody.
Just stuck his foot in it.
What?
He just stuck his foot in it, he said.
Ooh. Is that a book you just said?
Yeah. About Cody, I'm presuming.
Oh.
Think all those people turning into Raw tomorrow night who didn't watch this show will be surprised to see Christian walk out as the champion? Or do you think they'll think he was it all along because nobody's paying attention to that belt?
Yeah, I was going to say. And they won't even realize Christian's been gone for months. North Carolina State University Christian, the new Intercontinental Championship. We thank you for joining us on pay-per-view here tonight. Want to remind everyone, the next time we come your way on pay-per-view, going to be 4 weeks from tonight. Jesus. June 17th, it is No Way Out.
That's the one where everything's like you yeah. said, bull rope match.
Trap matches and cages and shit.
Every match, there's no way out.
Yeah, the advertisement says that Cena will get a holy Josh. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome my guest at this
time. He is the WWE champion. Sure that isn't Ryan Seacrest?
No, it's like, hey, Josh, let's make you look as stylish as possible with your hair messed up.
And Punk, before we discuss tonight's match, let's take a look at what transpired this past Friday night on SmackDown. And again, this was 2 nights ago on SmackDown. CM Punk punished for disrespecting John Laurinaitis, put in a match versus Kane. Daniel Bryan had joined us here on commentary. And
this is pretty good.
Yeah, I like this.
So much credit. He is so smart heading into this matchup against CM Punk. Trying to deal with that. So Steel Chair hit and realized he wasn't going to catch Punk there. Watch what he does. He attacks Kane with the chair, drops the evidence. Kane doesn't realize what happened, but what he does think happened, he thinks CM Punk attacked him. And so for that, Daniel Bryan deserves credit because this is what
Daniel Bryan is such a good, sleazy heel.
Yeah. He's great.
Yep.
Would be extremely weak, less than 100% tight when he defends the title against that man here at Over the Limit. And Kane was not done there. The vicious choke slam, much to the delight of the number one contender for the WWE title.
Well, Matt, you think is next?
So, Skip
Sheffield?
The obvious question is, how are you feeling?
Bye, bye.
Well, truth be told, I feel like crap. The only reason I'm still standing here today with a
right back acne
on my face is because at the end of tonight, John Laurinaitis is going to find himself out of a job. Before that party kicks off, I got to deal with somebody named Daniel Bryan, who I've known in excess of 10 years. Now, 10 years ago, if you would have told Vince McMahon to his face that CM Punk and Daniel Bryan would be one of the main events on one of his pay-per-views for the WWE title, two things would have happened. The first one, you would have said, who the hell is Daniel Bryan? And who the hell is CM?
I mean, this should have made the pay-per-view.
The second thing that would have happened is head probably would have exploded. The fact that Daniel Bryan and I have wrestled at such a high caliber and have made it to this level against each other for this title should be a triumph in itself. The match itself should be a reward for both of us, but it's not. It's not good enough, not anymore, because Daniel Bryan has changed. He's a changed man, and in changing, he's gotten on my bad side. So tonight's not just going to be the five-star classic everybody.
Oh, forgot about her.
AJ.
It'll be a
The fuck?
Don't know.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, for those of them ordering the pay-per-view that don't know who AJ is, for all you casual people that have just ordered this pay-per-view for the first time, it's a nice jacket.
It's a great jacket.
It says yes on it.
It doesn't matter. It's all about CM Punk's promo. Somebody told you.
Oh, nice. In the back.
For those of you listening on this, if you couldn't, audio couldn't pick it up, you probably couldn't. CM Punk said that 10 years ago, if you had told Vince McMahon that on one of his pay-per-views, CM Punk would be facing Daniel Bryan for the World Heavyweight Championship, for the WWE Championship, he would have said,
"Who the hell is Daniel Bryan? And who the hell is CM Punk?"
And then his head would have exploded. That was... Seriously, that's probably... That's the best moment of the year.
Wow. Wouldn't go that far.
I don't know, man. That was awesome.
Dixie here?
What's that?
Dixie?
Why would Dixie be here?
Just heard the Cunt of Personality.
Ah, maybe they'll get a new song from her by Rancid. Cunt.
Who?
Rancid?
Rancid?
Seriously. You don't know who Rancid is?
Yeah, but what do they have to do with anything?
He was on stage with them recently for, for his first... they taped it for his... he's brought up by Lars Friedrich. And it's going on the DVD they're doing of CM Punk. Rancid. He came on stage before and sang with him. Something like that.
Lars Friedrich? That'll work. To this guy. He's known him for quite some time.
Over 10 years.
Let's come in from a man that's wearing a Superman ring. Ladies and gentlemen, this contest is six on the ball. It's for the WWE Championship. All right. Entering the first, the challenger. From Aberdeen, Washington. Weighing 210 pounds. Daniel Bryan.
Not on legitimate weights anymore.
No, they got rid of the legitimate weights.
210 pounds.
Nice.
From Chicago, Illinois. Weighing 218 pounds. Ansley Curry. WWE champion.
Well, this is why we're here, right?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's awesome, son.
Not a sign, it's just a giant head of CM Punk screaming.
And the guy holding it is wearing one of those barbershop window Vince McMahon What a Maneuver t-shirts.
Oh, is he?
Yes. Alright. Billy Kidman, the referee. Actually, somebody ate Billy Kidman, eh? Did you see that?
No.
Oh, God, he's like 250.
Seriously?
Oh, Kidman, yes.
That's awesome.
If you had dark hair,
you not planning to come back, you're saying?
I guess not. So, seriously, though, I mean, even build-wise... billing-wise, is this the lightest WWE title match of all time?
Build weight?
Well, it's 210 and 218. Now, unless Punk fought Ray. And Punk and Jeff Hardy, but that, you know.
Brett versus Owen would be 227 versus 234.
Yeah.
They know each other so well.
This is going to be a great match to watch.
Brett and Sean. Sean, how much was Sean?
227 as well.
Yeah.
He got down to like 220.
Sean and Owen?
Yeah, 227, 227. I think Benoit and Michaels was like 220 and 227. Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
I'm trying to think of even in TNA if there's ever been a world title match. Or WCW lower in this.
Well, TNA probably.
You sure?
What, AJ against Rude?
No, Rude's like 230, and AJ's 210.
Okay, so yeah. Both guys are under 220.
Yeah, I'm not sure we've ever seen this before.
I mean, if Punk fought Ray for the title, of course, right? I don't know that that's...
Yeah, what about Punk versus... What's Jeff Hardy build at?
Well, that's what I say, but that would be that was the world title, right? Not the WWE title?
Yeah.
Daniel Bryan taken down by CM Punk, WWE Championship on the line here and over the limit. Punk goes 6'2", 218 pounds. Daniel Bryan 5'10", 192.
192?
No, 210. If it's 192, then it definitely. That was a shoot. He's going to get yelled at. He's just keeping talking.
Yeah.
Crowd's pretty much 50-50. I don't hear fucking Booker T talking at all.
No.
Punk is not selling the rib injury.
No.
There he goes. He's back in the bathroom. That thigh muscle right there, dog. That was not English. It was a famous Owen move.
Yeah.
That grapevine.
The grapevine posts the knee.
Yeah. Oh, I haven't seen anybody do this since, Bull Nakano did that, but he didn't pull it off. But it was like a Bull Nakano did that to Medusa Miceli. Who has the better beard going tonight?
Nice.
Good move.
Brian's got a nice.
Punk's got a nice beard going tonight too.
Punk's midsection was heavily damaged with the attack by the steel chair.
by Kane just 2 nights ago on SmackDown. As this back and forth match continues.
So they're going to commercial for a minute.
The tape machines are rolling.
The tape machines are rolling, folks.
Showed you just how tough people are. Check that. Referee's in a count of six now. As Brock is back in the ring, and Brian is going to try
to get him
down. Again, he's got to get back in before 10. Brian's going to go to the top rope here, and he's going to make a bad hit.
Dropkick.
Somebody needs to call Daniel Bryan a pissant, because that's what his character is.
Steve Austin.
Remember, you mentioned earlier, too, about the fact that the Daniel Bryan feeling in that leg. It's worse, I can assure you, it's worse than he's letting on. He is letting on that he's hurt.
Daniel Bryan trying to check those kicks early, and he caught one right in
there. Time is it here?
Like you said earlier,
it is 7:53.
Okay. Okay.
Those chips are not for you, Willie. Go lie down.
Just keeps coming at you. Hard to get away.
I'll fight you, Willie.
Daniel Bryan and his attack. And here's what Bryan's so dangerous.
He's got a double spread right there. He's trying to get in the air. He's got it locked in tight.
And yet Daniel Bryan knows so many ways to hurt you.
Look at that.
Man, you saw CM Punk trying to do everything he could to keep Daniel Bryan from getting.
I don't know. Those are two excellent beards.
Yeah.
The abdominal stretch, guys, goes back to Friday night. And the assault by the steel chair.
This referee looks like he should be wearing a red shirt in a Star Trek episode.
Bryan realized that. He's twice as one to set it up.
Straight out of type A casting?
Yes. Create a referee.
I knew he wasn't going to get a pinfall there, but it forced Punk to kick out again with those bad ribs.
Daniel Bryan looks to me to be hurt, guys.
He is hurt, and he's hurt worse than he's
been. Very good, Booker. Daniel Bryan's been limping around for the last, 10 minutes? Daniel Bryan looks to me like he's hurt, guys. It's an hour-long Family Guy on tonight.
Really?
Yeah.
That should be funnier than this.
I don't know about funnier than Booker. Oh.
I haven't watched Family Guy in almost 2 years.
Really?
Yeah.
It's been better this year.
Yeah. It was the episode where they did the You and I Watch, the season premiere where they...
They were in the haunted house?
Or yeah, the Mystery Mansion.
Yes.
And Little Indians thing. We watched that. I was like, okay, that's it. Jump the shark. Actually, they jumped the shark from the end of the episode where it was Stewie and...
When they were in the vault.
The vault for 40 minutes.
That was awful.
Eating his vomit or
his
diaper
shit,
or something.
His diaper, yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't even... And talking about committing suicide, it wasn't even funny.
Yeah, no, that episode for the jump the shark, then that second episode when they jumped the second shark, I just stopped watching. I was waiting for Seth MacFarlane to... he's supposed to be doing this a reboot of the Flintstones. We'll wait for that. That I watch.
Nice.
As long as he has Kazoo.
Dum dum. That's awesome. Surfboard.
Now that you don't see often. These guys are bringing out moves you don't see.
They're gonna kiss each other now.
Booker. I don't know what the hell to call this.
Look at this. He's got a
holy
sleeper
shit.
Now. Oh, now he's
it's
in
like
a
dragon
sleeper.
Yeah.
You can't tap.
Bryan screaming tap, but the champion hasn't tapped out yet. And he's got a bright hook in half here.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it was great. Moves you don't usually see. And the crowd here didn't know how to take it. Moves that you don't usually see.
Neither did Booker.
Yeah, but that's not unusual.
It's true.
You're drinking water, not beer.
Mm-hmm.
That's all right. I'm going to break out the Coke here.
A Coca?
The Coca?
Coke.
I'm going to break out the Coke.
I'm going to do a snort of Coke.
Jake Roberts is coming over.
Good man, winning, yeah.
Danny O'Brien is taking his time. He knows he's got Punk exactly where he needs to be.
Wow, right to the kidney area.
What is that?
Wow, right to the kidney area. Listen, the kidneys are in your back, Booker. Was it that the Royal Rumble when he's like, hit him right in the schnoz and he kicked him in the chest?
Yeah.
Well, perfect flex.
Perfectly executed. He even had the bridge of the toes.
Still got a lot left in the tank, dog. I told you guys, we might be here for another hour with these two right here. Trust me, neither one of them
hasn't done the Savage Elbow yet.
Oh, he has not done the Savage. Yeah, Savage Elbow's got to come.
1 year ago today, right?
So he's got to do
the Savage Elbow. Wow, nice.
Beautiful dynamite kid like snap suplex.
Yeah, gut wrench snap.
Yeah. Fuck, how good would a match between Daniel Bryan and Dynamite Kid have been?
Man. Bryan against Benoit.
Yeah, no kidding.
That would have been killer.
You know, you use that every single week, but it's funny every single week.
Yeah. I think AJ keeps texting Daniel.
Could be. That would explain a lot.
It would. She has to get involved, you think, or what? She didn't last month.
I actually don't think she's getting involved, no. But if anything, I think she might be, I don't know what the storyline is. Like, she's crushing on Punk now, right?
I think she's just mental.
I think she's going to help Punk win because she's crushing on him now, but he doesn't want her help. I don't know.
And we're assuming Big Show is running in the main event, right?
Oh, fucking right. Big Show is coming in.
Not Batista?
No. It could be, but
no.
No, it's got to be Big Show.
Soon he will be at 7.
Will that be followed by 8?
Afterwards will be 8.
And they aren't North Carolina. There's no guarantee.
Well, the ref's not.
Oh, good point. We don't know that.
It's true. Yo, it's 8:01. So, I mean, they can't give Cena and Laurinaitis 45 minutes, can they?
You can give them 30 minutes, though.
I guess so. So you get 15 minutes.
You'll have a lot of bullshit happening. This is what I expected. This is a very good match.
These guys are so talented at what they do. This is, I think this is going to come down to just a battle of wills. Who wants it the most? Watch this kick over here. It almost took off my head. This matchup here, so important to both of these men. Both guys who, in their words, have pushed against the system. They both know that they're not poster boys for WWE superstars. You guys who aren't supposed to be here in this match tonight.
Yeah, but let me tell you something. The talent got these guys here. Both of these guys knows exactly what they're doing in the middle of this ring.
And
why
again, the injured leg. Both of these men with healthy respect for one another. Punk said he is still in awe of Bryan's ability in the ring. And Punk right through the ropes, taking out Daniel Bryan. And what these men will do to themselves and to each other to battle for the coveted WWE title.
Not for the Sam LaVar trophy.
The greatest of these, he just went out there and
world champion means you are the man in this industry.
Not just in this industry, around the world. When you walk around the world,
Booker.
Okay. Then you caught CM Punk in midair with that dropkick, as you said, right to the ribs.
Maybe the reason they're not having AJ come out is because Big Show's coming out in the next one. They don't want the same spot two matches in a row.
Yeah, that's
this isn't TNA.
Although apparently, according to Meltzer, TNA was the best show of the week.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. Historically, they do that. Just because they have a guy run out and interfere in the main event of the one match doesn't mean they win the match right before.
So yeah, their
ref
agents,
spot two matches, well, ref bump two matches,
yeah,
in a row, all that shit.
Their agents are not good.
No, they're Al Snow. Big blue chance, figure four.
Well, they're in North Carolina, for God's sake.
Yeah, good point.
And his daughter running.
Huh. Fuck David.
Fuck David.
That was great. What did he say?
He had to still five.
That's awesome.
Oklahoma rule. He's going for it again, no? Well,
who's using the ankle lock right now? Jack Swagger, that's it.
Swagger, yeah. Man. Yes.
It's a good match, but it's just the event itself is just
Yeah, this is definitely a B show.
Yeah, sure as hell is.
This is awesome.
This is a really good match.
Daniel Bryan suffered a detached retina in a match.
Like you said earlier, a few years back, neither one of these guys would have figured to be in this position in this match.
Who the hell is Daniel Bryan? And who the hell is CM Punk?
One thing they're not teasing is any of their finishers.
Yes.
No GTS, no Yes Lock, no Anaconda Vice, nothing.
Covered that boy real quick.
He done covered that boy real quick.
She.
Oh, what a headbutt.
Hulk Hogan.
I'm coming after you.
Finally teased it.
Wow, crucifix. Shucky ducky. Oh, yeah, oh, there's a tease on the Yes Lock.
Skin the cat. Oh, yeah, we also haven't had the Randy Savage.
No.
See, if this was in front of a Hawk crowd, if this was in front of Chicago or something a month ago,
yeah,
we'd definitely be talking about this as match of the year.
This is everything we expected out of these two men who were so evenly matched.
Yeah, that's enough, bud.
Shit. Oh, here comes the Savage.
And here comes the Savage. Sam Punk's got Brian Lloyd and wants it.
Comes it out?
809.
Yeah, those reds are bad. Those reds are bad. Punk trying to capitalize. That's too much time gone by.
There you go.
Slight Randy Savage chance.
Yeah.
And yet these injuries really taking a toll now as this man.
He's letting it all hang out like that. And 80% they get this good as anybody in the
world. And Brian's part of the attack.
Nice.
Fucking Brian's great.
Bulldog's fun. Crowd.
You can picture Austin and Daniel Bryan working a program with not, it's yes, yes, yes. It's hell yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, that's interesting.
That is very interesting. Controversy. Should have been 1, 2, 3, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No AJ.
No, like I say, well, if Big Show's coming out, you don't want to smack us in the mouth. And we're going to see those two again, which is great.
Yeah.
Punk is not tapping into the first count, and then about 1 second later, there's the tap. I don't think Daniel Bryan realized the referee was counting. All of a sudden, there was the tap of CM Punk on the floor. Well, nonetheless, CM Punk is still the WWE champion.
You still have so Punk says, yeah, I knew I had you pinned, but I wanted you to help me right away, so I tapped. So you think it was over.
Wait. Oh,
yeah. And then he has to say, what was this thing? Then he is going to say, you know, not that yet, well, that doesn't hurt that much.
What are you so happy about?
Well, nothing, Blair. I'm just happy to meet you tonight, and I'm really excited about tonight's main event.
Working about money. You're thinking you might get your own job back. I can assure you, you're sorely mistaken.
Well, actually, I was thinking if Mr. Laurinaitis gets terminated tonight, I could see the board putting both of you in charge of Raw and SmackDown. Well, and you'll excuse me, I need to make sure Mr. Laurinaitis has enough protein for his fight tonight. And then again, if Mr. Laurinaitis does lose tonight, I could also see the both of you being terminated.
Oh man, this fight's getting worse. Oh, termination's gonna be flat left and right.
All right, here's Bunico. Boy, that way.
But you know what? You have to let it out a good time. You so much as a opponent. Everybody's fucking how big and strong he is. How much is that good? How we doing in the barrio? Let us enseñar. Porque no todos los chicanos somos mejor que todos ustedes, mi bro. Y arriba los matos locos.
Beat me.
Ryback
Acne, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, they announced accompanied by Camacho. Here's Hunico.
And the crowd goes mild.
Oh, he's got an arm.
Acne.
Ryback Acne. He's got armbands now.
He always did.
Did he?
Yeah.
He always have arm. Next
yeah.
to armbands.
Yeah. Is that the same music he always has?
I have no idea. That's new. Stupid there.
Yeah, no, I don't believe he's a Rhodes Scholar.
Really?
That's why there's that sign in the back that says, duh. Did you see that?
No.
Like five people held it up.
Oh, yes, this is a Goldberg chant.
Yeah, but let's just check out Camacho. We've been wondering about Camacho and what he'd be all about.
Haku's son.
Haku. I wonder if he's half as tough as Haku's son. As Haku was. Because if he is, he'd be able to kick the shit out of Ryback. That looks sloppy.
Did they just say Goldberg?
Did the announcers say Goldberg?
I thought they did.
I thought so. Should go back.
Can't forget. I think I missed it.
The exception went to Ryback, blocked it, and look at the strength of Ryback. Sounds like you went down your seal.
Guess not.
No, no, we missed a heard it wrong.
Probably said, oh my lord.
Something like that, yeah.
Awful.
Yep. So nobody they've introduced has actually gotten over to any degree.
You know what?
Nobody they've introduced after Mania has actually gotten over. I'm starting to think that Damian Sandow is the closest to being over.
Yeah. And Young and O'Neil.
And they're not over. Again, this man is an absolute doesn't help if they lost to Kofi and fucking Truth already.
No, but they're they haven't been putting like they're still pretty new. I don't.
What? He said obsession is a gift.
I love if he always does that. As soon as he wins, he starts with a feed me. And they immediately go to replay every time.
Of course. Moron.
Old idea.
Kevin Dunn.
Oh, my.
Is another half of your chair being put together?
Yeah, I haven't put them together yet. It's a long weekend.
When are you back to work?
Wednesday.
Fucker. John sent me an email asking me to reapply for a job in double double base back. Another one that I applied for.
Oh, yeah?
So, yeah.
So, you, did you?
Yeah, on Thursday.
Nice.
So, you know, they actually contacted me and asked me to reapply.
Yeah, which is good.
So,
oh.
Who's your cup?
Oh, that last one. It is.
So, still remember, it's still in the my resume.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, that should be awesome.
Best of WCW Clash of the Champions.
Bringing up ticket superstars to one massive
stage. Now, for the first time ever, on home video, the
best
of the WCW Clash of the Champions.
I'm gonna look up the last list.
PN News is there. And the incredible moments of this groundbreaking history defining event. The best of WCW Clash of the Champions. Yeah, I think I'll get that.
Yeah, that'll be awesome.
Vintage.
When? What?
Who's the king?
Hey, Booker!
Booker is trying not to laugh.
A story earlier today about Johnny Laurinaitis. He actually went to the WWE board of directors asking for provisions to be made to help aid him in this match against Johnny.
Vintage was a slamboree.
Yeah. In other words,
the main event was Dos Hombres against Hollywood Blonde in a cage.
Cool. That'd be excellent. We know it. It can't.
Mr. Expected. Huh.
other one.
$500,000.
That was great.
Please allow me to introduce the new face of the WWE, Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, he's gonna be a wrenching machine. A giant who can't be stopped. You had to hit Brock Lesnar. Big me, because you want to put me out of business. Yeah, I just hit
something. John Cena called me a... John Cena publicly embarrassed me and insulted me.
Hey, pretty good sport.
I lost my temper, and when I lose my temper, I go into a fit of destruction. Brock Lesnar injured John Cena's arm. I injured John Cena's pride.
At the over the limit? This is Simon Center. John Laryngitis.
John Laryngitis. Clever.
Clever.
John Laryngitis is not a suit. John Laryngitis is my opponent. I don't care if it's screwed in my elbow, my arm is strained, if they amputate my left arm. There is nothing keeping me outside of the ring. I face off against John Laryngitis. I have the opportunity.
Think he'll come down on a skateboard?
That would roll.
Mr. Excitement. Is it a hockey puck?
What I'm going to tell you in the WWE Universe is I can make a match.
It's actually from the WWE Board of Directors.
I can change a match.
We have important news regarding your match against John Cena at Over the Limit.
I can add a stipulation.
Your match with Mr. Cena will be one-on-one.
I can add a referee.
There will be no special guest referee.
I can do whatever I want in any match.
Any superstar who interferes in the match will be immediately terminated. Should you lose this match to John Cena, then you will be officially terminated. Now that you know you're about to get fired, what is your major announcement?
You know what they didn't show in this highlight package? Anything with Big Show.
No.
Which is weird. So if that's going to play in, they should have played up that.
Yeah, well, it's, again, it comes down to one of those things that if they... love this music. That if they think that everybody's figured it out, they're going to go a different way.
What? Who are they going to bring in?
Reed.
Okay. What's that?
Reed.
Reed Flair?
Yeah.
Actually, you know who they can bring in? Technically? Because he quit?
Brock?
Yeah.
It's true.
But other, if it's not Big Show, and it's Brock, I mean, I don't see anybody else.
Big Johnny. Oh, this is tremendous.
It says people power. From this side, though, it looks like it says pedophile.
Is it Rob Feinstein? Divided RF video?
RF video in the house. Rob Feinstein.
And then Armstrong is a ref. It does look like pedophile.
It does.
Nice jacket, though.
The People Power jacket?
Yeah.
Like how it says GM on it.
Yeah, yeah.
They should have never been hired. Win or be terminated.
You think you got to play the blood hole?
I don't know. That resembles a jogging suit. Probably because he's going to run out of here. Let me get the opportunity. Guys, he jumped. He jumped.
So Cole's going to be heel for this match?
Yeah.
Compassion. This man has shown zero since he's been in charge. No compassion. He's trying to send kids to college.
The fuck? Then he loves kids.
Ah,
grandkids.
Check him out.
With the booze.
Well, the people who always boo him, but they won't boo him and get a glowing eye.
Yeah, that's the thing, right?
The boo who he is, because he's so fucking annoying like on Monday.
I'm in Smash Bros. I'm in Danger Mode. I'm in Smash Bros.
Give
him
all. Egg Mom.
Give him all.
Give her all 3 inches.
Give him all.
4 inches. What am I saying?
I'm in Smash Bros.
We saw just a few short weeks ago three rules against one of the most dangerous men we've ever seen in
WWE. Lord, that just moves like
a mom.
We've seen with John Cena that is capable of doing
it. Yeah. Let's put that mom, actually.
I would too. That was
Lord, that just moves like roadkill. Did he come back as Braddock?
I can't remember if roadkill came back as, but he came back as somebody too small for a fat man. Yep, there you go.
One of the greatest tag teams of all time, the Dynamic Dudes.
And maybe because... What? One of the greatest tag teams of all time,
the Dynamic Dudes.
Shit, fuck, that's awesome. Tight by armor is awesome.
People's power.
He's gonna take off the sweatpants too. He's gonna look like a speed skater.
Back to jorts, eh?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, camel was too modern.
It's true. It was too very 2004.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to give it 8:30.
Yeah, 10, 15 minutes of this. What was that match in Montreal that Steve Austin had with Eric Bischoff?
I don't know. Probably 15. Or just him getting his ass beat, right? So it was.
Yeah. Austin like left and came back 3 times
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
That was great. That was a great fucking event.
So it was Hogan and Rock, wasn't it?
Hogan and Rock too.
Oh no, I don't think I have to buy it. Airplanes.
Well, yeah. Airplane's being because he's enjoying this and he's trying to. Oh, crap.
The crowd goes mild.
Yeah, well, they're not chanting Cena sucks, yet they're not cheering for him. This might be the lamest thing I've seen since Miz dancing.
Yeah. I think he's gonna.
This is a living fucking cartoon. The gimmick now is that he's taking the ring bell and hitting it with the hammer next to Laurinaitis' ears, because that would ring and hurt.
He should crush his larynx.
Yeah, because you wouldn't want to actually beat him up and hit him.
So you do all these cartoon fucking spots, like a Bugs Bunny fucking cartoon, and it sucks ass. Oh, it's pretty good.
Oh, that was pretty good. And even Booker's just laughing. I forgot Booker was on Team Penny.
What are the computers? What's that?
It's on, that's the Superstar Rosters page.
Okay.
Probably for King.
You think?
Oh, it's the Spanish announcer. The Goldberg shirt.
You'll be Michael Cole. If I didn't look at Keith, I don't know what that is to you. He's certainly going to make my face mine. Acting in the middle. You sell this for me, Keith. I'll be Michael Cole. 15 slower than that is. 15 slower than that is. What do you say, Parker? That was funny, but it's not worth the pay-per-view. That was funny because it was awful.
Oh, no.
I don't know if we can even explain it to people.
You never shouted better.
They did commentary.
Yeah, yeah.
And Cena was cool. Oh. Cena was cool. And then Laurinaitis had to be Booker. And they said, what do you got to say, Booker? And he's all hurt. And he goes, 5 times. And then that woman,
funny.
The woman in the crowd.
Oh, my God.
Right, just smack down on his
Oh, you're right, on his hand.
So his leg there, yeah.
I don't want to talk to his raw shirt.
Oh, probably, yeah. He's waiting for a kick and a stunner. Oh. That's a pretty nice elbow drop there.
Yeah, yeah. It's not an I Quit match, is it?
No.
Here's what we're going to do, Johnny, if you can hear me. I'm about to put you in the STF. This work is good. If you step out, you're fired.
What? If you step out, you're fired.
I'll let go of the hold if you can laugh. 10 seconds. In the good name of people power, maybe the people can help me down low. Alright, here we go. It's locked in.
North Carolina, the guy in the camp.
That is a surprise.
Hey, good eye. The crowd is
really good. Jimmy's got a chance. Wow, pretty good. This is a typical good news, bad news scenario for you.
This is the worst main event ever.
The good news is you made it. The bad news is I'm going to do it again.
Oh, that's not fair. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
What would be the worst main event ever?
Here in Brooklyn?
What was the worst WWE main event ever? Even WCW.
This is not to me as bad as that Hogan Piper match for the title that wasn't for the title.
Oh, the sleeper hold, yes. Water. Was it Jimmy?
I'm trying to think of a worse WWF main event. WWE.
Maybe I should bring him a drink.
Look at Lillian Garcia. You think she's awake?
I mean, if he drinks 3 bottles of water, he's going to get cramped.
Water was supposed to be good. Cena's got 3 bottles of water, and Cole said, if you drink 3 bottles of water, you'll get cramps.
You remember the
Jesus.
Valentine's Day Massacre?
Yeah.
When we finally got Vince McMahon versus Steve Austin in a match, and it was awesome.
Yes.
Steve Austin leaving the cage.
Yeah.
Bloody Vince giving him the finger, flipping him off defiantly.
Vince going off
break
drop
that
the
one.
Case through the table, remember?
Yeah.
That was Vince's first major bump.
Remember even, like I say, Bischoff versus Austin, and how enjoyable that was.
Yeah.
And then you got this. And it's Cena's character, so annoying.
Don't blow no more smoke in my face. Yo, Mr. Downey.
The kidding for CM Punk. And his girl on soon to say, and rightfully so. I literally would rather be fucked in the ass.
Addy just said, oh my good God, I literally would rather be fucked in the ass right now. I want that on the record.
If I was too far away, I literally would rather be fucked in the ass right now.
One more time. One more time.
No, how many ass fuckings can I take?
Let's ask Kelly Kelly.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that
was, I really
that
am.
Was,
I'm
that was just a test.
What the fuck? What is? I'm trying to think, though, of a worse main event.
No, you can't. This is the worst pay-per-view main event in WWF history.
Well, what was it before this?
That's a good question.
I mean, is this really a worse main event than Miz versus Cena?
Yes. Yes, it is. Please look at John Laurinaitis' face.
Look, I think he's hit an offensive move. I heard him.
Oops, bud.
That woman in the DX shirt.
She's tried to hit Laurinaitis like 3 times now.
Was she?
Yeah, when you were on commentary, she was like trying to.
She's trying to hit Laurinaitis.
It's awesome. She's wearing like this silver hat too. It's a woman, but it looks like Carlos Santana.
I'm seriously trying to think of what the worst main event was before.
Well, you know what the worst? Actually, you know what the worst? No, it wasn't the main event though, was it? Well, I mean, I guess it wasn't for most of for part of the country. The United States was Hogan Warrior.
Yeah.
Hogan Warrior 2?
Yeah.
I mean, really, Goldberg and DDP were the main event, right?
Yeah, that's true.
But it went off the air.
Yeah.
But I'm just trying to think of.
Obviously, there was the December to dismember.
Well, that whole event stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know that the main event was worse than this. And at least it was a chamber, right?
Yeah. It's still pretty shitty, though.
Yeah. Are you allowed to do that?
I'm starting to think we're not going to see Big Show. I mean, I know it's only 8:41, we haven't had the end yet, but it's like, why would you wait this long to come out?
Well, because it is just the finish, right?
I suppose.
Sorry, I'm excited. My boss is about to get terminated.
I feel like there's got to be a bad main event in.
I'm thinking around that 2005.
Well, I'm thinking. Oh,
was there
there must be a bad.
When SmackDown only, I was just thinking that. What about the Dudleys against Undertaker?
Was that a main event?
Yeah, because that's when Paul Bearer got cemented. Got killed for the first time.
Yeah, but was that a main event?
I'm pretty sure that was the main event.
I thought it was JBL versus somebody was the main event.
Eddie. Ralphus is there. That's still Raven.
Asking them for a toonie?
He's the vending machine? There's no count out, right?
No. This is where Big Show brings it back in.
I guess so, right?
Was there a bad? There must have been a bad main event somewhere in the Hogan era.
The Hogan era, huh? Shouldn't security be getting him out of here? Do you think Big Show is getting a Tenzai spot? Because they realize Tenzai isn't getting over?
Could be.
Hey. Willie. Have it.
God, this is. How about something with Zeus?
Well, Zeus was always in tags, though. Like, Zeus never had a one-on-one, right? Hey.
Is this worse than Lex Luger versus Yokozuna?
Yes.
Are you sure? That was terrible.
Yeah, this is worse than that. Hey. Willie, go ahead now.
There it is.
Hey!
What the hell just happened is what we all saw coming.
Yeah, but they got act surprised, but it's fine. Look at the guy, look at the dad, and the creature with his hands like this.
He's from North Carolina. I think he's a plant.
He's green.
I think they're all plants there.
Everybody, all 9,000 people?
Well, all that front row was whatever.
I think so because, that guy that wears the red hat that has the signs all the time, he's like in the third, he's like in the fifth row.
Yeah.
The bitch,
you gotta
be kidding me. The bitch? Big Show is just watching this play out in front of his eyes. Oh, he's got half Nelson.
Yeah, Cena will kick out here. No, he doesn't.
Big Johnny did it.
I'm telling you, other plant, all three of them, all four of them, all five of them, whatever. The kids aren't playing. Well, they are, but they don't know it.
Rex and Hawkins sign.
I'm shocked. I'm shocked we paid $55 for this. All right, let's cut this live commentary.
Okay, yeah.
Anything else to say?
This was shit.
Fuck Cena.
I don't give a fuck about Cena. This whole thing was shit.
Oh, the whole main event was. The event as a whole was.
The event, yeah, the event as a whole was the.
Was a B show.
It was a B show. I would give it a 5 out of 10.
I'd probably go a little higher because there was one excellent match. It was all right. But yeah, the main event. The main event was about the story, not about the quality. And the story, they did the right story and they set it up.
Well, this is true. I mean, I don't know if this, I'm not a fan of this payoff. This
no, well, my problem is that they should have gone out. This should have gone before Punk versus Brian. They should have gone out with Brian versus Punk. That would have made a whole different big position.
It would have. But this, but the Big Show's performance here. It's just, he's not. He just needed to turn heel more.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
He's
a reluctant heel.
Well, I don't know if he is. He doesn't even look like a reluctant heel. He just looks like someone that's, you know what I mean? He wasn't over the top enough, I guess, in terms of his, which is what you need out of a turn.
What the hell? I've never seen that before.
What?
Special thanks to the North Carolina Film Office and Triangle Regional Film Commission.
No, sometimes they do that. Yeah? Like Georgia. Every time there's a Georgia thing, they have that Georgia graphic, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, whatever. All
right. Well, in the meantime, and in between time, that's it.
1 second, it said WWE Entertainment. Isn't that an oxymoron?
Yes. That absolutely was an oxymoron tonight. All right, well, that's going to do it. Another edition of We Talk Wrestling live commentary over the limit pay-per-view. I've over my limit of John Cena. So, all right, any last words, Mo?
Let's do an actual podcast. Let's go record, motherfucker.
Good night, folks.